And as I mentioned earlier on this morning, and as you heard with D'Alonso McLeod in yesterday's news, Peter Treloar, the member for Flinders in the South Australian Parliament, will be calling it a day at the next state election. And Peter is on the line now. Peter, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. What's been the inspiration behind your decision to call it a day in the state parliament and return to the farm?
Yeah, so we're sitting in parliament now. We're in our final week of the parliament. Nominations were due within the Liberal Party for incumbent MPs. And I decided some time ago, really, that age 60 for me would be a good time to hang up the boots, so to speak, and that's my next birthday, Keith. So not that it's the right thing for everybody, and age should never be a barrier, but for me, it's the right decision at the right time.
Certainly a different decision to some people we see. Joe Biden's just getting going at the age of 77, but I do have to ask about the redistribution. Has the extra territory that you would have to cover had any sort of a bearing on the decision?
No, not particularly. I mean, the seat of Flinders fundamentally remains an Eyre Peninsula seat. It will include at the next election, doesn't yet, but will include at the next election, the District Council of Franklin Harbour and also the District Council of Kimber. So they're communities that fit well and truly and sit comfortably within the Eyre Peninsula community. Maralinga is a bit more of a stretch, but it's a relatively small community up there, and I visited that about a month ago with the Premier, as it happens. So certainly the distances to be covered will increase, but I'm used to driving, so that wasn't really a factor. I just think it was the right time for me. I've certainly got something to go on with. My plan is to return to the family farm and enjoy my time farming and with the family. And you mentioned Joe Biden, of course. He's a career politician, and often they spend, in America at least, they spend a lifetime in their quest to become president. I've never really considered my time in the state parliament as a career. It's rather something I do. It's a contribution I can make to the community I live in and the broader community of South Australia. So with that in mind, it was a decision that was relatively easy to make, I guess. Having said that, Keith, I've thoroughly enjoyed my time here, and it's always an honour and a privilege to be elected to Parliament and represent the people that you live with and work with your whole life, I guess.
Peter Treloar, the State Member for Flinders, just one final question. What would you consider to be the greatest achievement that you've been able to make, or the greatest contribution you've made to the seat of Flinders in your time as the member?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question, Keith, and I think it's still about to come, although it's been flagged as a commitment from state government, our state government now, to build a desal plant to supplement the water supply in Eyre Peninsula. Water security and the water resources were a significant issue when I was first elected in 2010. I instigated a water inquiry as part of the Natural Resources Committee of Parliament. And finally, after a long period of time, both myself and or a lot of effort from myself and the previous member for Flinders, Liz Penfold, we finally have a commitment now to construct a desal plant. So the construction of that will begin next year, 2021, so I'll be there to see that, and it will come online in 2022, the year of the next election. So there's that. There's also at a more basic level, there've been significant changes to the patient assistant transport scheme now, and we've lobbied hard for those changes. There'll be more improvements to that. And things like that are really a critical part of government service to regional South Australia and the people of Eyre Peninsula.
Peter Treloar, State Member for Flinders, thank you for your service as the Member for Flinders and for your time this morning, and we'll look forward to the invitation for the retirement party.
Yes, well, it's still a little way off, Keith. I mean, it's March 2022, so what's that, 15 months, 16 months still to go, so I'm not going anywhere just yet, but thanks for your time as well. We'll see you soon.